All right, just to talk about the guys that are injured, Jamal, Tamba, Justin Houston, and Mike Williams. Mike Williams got a hamstring strain, the wide receiver Mike Williams, hamstring strain. They did not practice today. They're all here. They all worked out, rehabbing, and they're all making progress, which is a positive thing. Gaines practiced today. It was good to get him back out there. He had been somebody that had had surgery, and so nice to have him back out there. So all in all, listen, we kind of knocked the rust off a little bit today. It's a non-contact day, so I mean, or camp. So there's not a lot you can do with tackling and blocking and all that. But the passing game, you can work the timing on that, which is a good thing. Time's yours.
Coach, is Eric here today?
Eric was not here today, no.
Have you had any recent discussions with him? How's that been going?
No, but, you know, Doris does all that with his agent, yeah.
How's Justin doing? Is he here?
Yeah, Justin's here. He's doing good. Looks like he's, you know, looks like Justin.
Do you get the sense that he's going to be back earlier than you guys think?
We're all optimists because we know the kid and how bad he wants to be back. But at the same time, we just got to let it heal. And whenever he's back, he's back. Whenever it's ready, he's back, and we roll from there. But I think we're all optimistic because he is so optimistic. So that's how that goes sometimes.
Just last thing to me about that, has he been here regularly over the last few months, or has he just been working out?
He's come up and down a couple times. He's been working out down where he had the surgery and that with the rehab center there.
The other guys, Tamba, Jamal Charles, Mike Williams, you expect that you might see them at some point during OTAs? Or
probably more training camp, I'd tell you. Yeah.
Is Gaines ahead of schedule? Is he maybe ahead of where you guys thought at this point?
I don't want to tell you he's worked his tail off. I'd probably tell you he's kind of right in there. They're all different. So he healed fast and but all the times are different, but we're within that window of when you thought he'd be back, he's back.
As you say, all guys are different, but Jamal had a surgery about the same time, the injuries about the same time. Is he behind Gaines? Is that
I don't know the detail of the surgery for you, whose was worse or not, but Jamal's doing fantastic too. So
you expect him like, to start a camp?
I think you'll see him by camp, yeah. I think that's when you'll see him, so. You know what? I thought he did a nice job. I'll go back and look at the tape on it, but he looked like he handled things pretty well. I thought all the quarterbacks kind of handled it very well, even our rookie. So it was fun to watch.
You got him more snaps than the other young guys. Is that because you're going to mix that up, or does he need more work? Does he have snaps?
Well, you know, somebody's got to be the number two, so he's the number two right now. It's an open competition. We're only out here for so long, so we try to get as many reps with each one of them as we can, but somewhere you got to distinguish one over the other, though.
You plan to mix that up?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, right now he's doing a good job, and we'll just see how it rolls. I mean, it's early yet, so.
Andy, did you make the preliminary decision to go with Bray as the number two based on what you've seen in the offseason work? Just, what do you make the decision?
Well, that's kind of it. I mean, he's been here the longest of the three, so. You've got one from each of the last few years here, so we skipped the second year, I guess it was, right? So
I'm sure an evaluation at that spot, Baggett, won't be done until game times.
Yeah.
Game film. How soon do you feel comfortable making that decision, or how late, I should say?
Yeah, I mean, we'll just see. I'm going to be curious to see how they do through camp, and then once we get into the preseason games, we'll see how they roll there, and you know, whatever happens. I mean, it's as wide open as you can get, right? None of them have experience, so it's as wide open competition as you can have there.
Do you think they're
all pretty good shape? Yeah, Barry's done a nice job with his crew. 90% of them have been here, right? So maybe more than that, maybe 99% have been here. So doing it. It shows. So they seem to be in good shape. They came out here and moved around fast, and they weren't huffing and puffing, so that was a good thing. A
couple more guys. Somebody, Cooper, I noticed he's working a little safety too. We already know about Fleming. Cooper doing some of the same things?
Yeah, Cooper, we did that a little bit last year with him. Okay. We kind of moved around. He's so smart, you know, and he's got good size, and he loves to play. So we moved him around last year a little bit doing that later in the season.
I'm getting the sense that for those DBs, you guys are really going to mix and match and let the best guys kind of float to the top. I mean, you're really going to...
Yeah, we'll try to get them all reps and see what happens. You know, I mean, we're talking first day, so we got a long way to go here. But, hey, let them go out and compete, and there seems to be good competition at the positions, and let's see what happens.
All right, we're going to go Michael, TJ, and then BJ.
Do you think the rookies differently in this phase versus the previous phase they came through?
Well, they were here for the rookie minicamp, so they had a little bit of a introduction. We've added more into it. Not today. This is just the first day, but over the next 10 days here, they'll get a nice little handful of plays, more than what they've had, and we'll see how they handle it. But, yeah, you know, you always give them a little bit of a grace period to see how some of it is brand new to them, so, or it's not for the veterans.
With Alex last year, you were able to kind of expand some of his responsibilities,
yeah.
Feel a lot more comfortable with him. It's another year with him. Yeah. Like there's more that he can do?
Yeah, he's so smart. I mean, we're lucky to have him, and he's always wanting more and to be challenged more, so we give it to him within realm. I mean, we give it to him, and he just gobbles that kind of stuff up. So I know he's not getting any younger, I know that, but he's loving every minute of it, which is kind of fun to be around.
Last one, BJ.
What do you think the transition with Coach Nagy and Coach Rivers taking over?
Yeah, well, first of all, they're friends. They're close, so you don't have that whole competition thing going between. I would never have done that if that was the case. We get a lot done with. They're very intelligent. They're great for the quarterbacks and for the offense, for that matter. So both creative guys. Yeah. All right. Well,
Therese.
Okay, for a dollar.
I got that. I don't have much more than that. Hey, Steven Nelson.
Uh-huh.
It was basically a redshirt year for him a little bit last year.
Yeah.
Just give him a chance here, nickel.
Outside. Yeah, you know what? He played both inside and outside today, but he made some plays on the inside with the first group there. And he really started picking up towards the end of last year. Really, I thought he kind of took off the last quarter of the season. And we were excited to see how he would, see if he continued to grow in that inside position. And he made some nice plays today, so it's positive.